China có tha sư giọt. What is that sound? No pada ed jadira thing. So I boy he came. Yesterday we discussed the verse. Savai pungshan paro dharma. Jato bhakti radhok kare. Ahaituki apratihata. Jinatma shuk prasidati. One gentleman was talking with me in my room, how there can be perfect peace of mind that we discussed yesterday. Jena atma sukh prasidati. Prasidati means satisfied, fully satisfied, and sukh prasidati. Further, specifically, prasidati. How? Savai pungsang paro dharma jato bhakti radho khaje ahoituki apratihata jena atmasu prasidati. This is the process. To develop our love for the Supreme Personality of God. So, we do not know. We have got the propensity to love. Love means somebody else. Love cannot be done or that cannot be executed only one personally. There must be another one. I love somebody. Somebody loves me. So, as soon as there is question of love, there must be lover, there must be beloved, and the transaction then love. Prema, prema pumartha maha. So, we have got us loving propensity to love somebody. To love my family, first of all, love begins from family, father, mother, brother, sister. Then you extend your love to your society, to your community, then to your nation, or you can extend to the international. You can expand. But where is the end? You can expand yourself. But unless you come to the point of loving the Supreme Person, you cannot have tranquility or peace of mind. That is the secret. Just like watering the tree, you can water, pour water on the leaves, on the branches, on the twigs, on the flowers, each and every one very particularly. But if you forget to water on the root, then everything is spoiled. Time is spoiled. This is the Shastra's direction. Yathā taran mūla nise chanena tippanti taskanda bhujopa sākha. Very practical example. Just like watering, pouring water on the root of the tree, automatically you please the branches, the twigs, the leaves, the flowers, the fruits and everything. Immediately the watering energy is transformed to every part of the tree. That is practical. There is no argument. Now another example is given. Pranopahara chajathendriyanam. You give food to the stomach and the energy will be distributed to all the parts of your body. If you want to serve separately two sweetmeats to the two eyes and two sweetmeats to ears in this way, it will be simply useless waste of time. Simply one sweetmeat, if you put into the stomach and immediately you feel some energy, which will be enjoyed by your eyes, by your ears, by your nose, your hands, your legs, your hair, everything. This is the process. So we have manufactured so many types of love, except God. This is our defect. As soon as there is the name of God, oh, you go to Talcottara, not here. This is the position. People are so much averse, and our Shastra says that when you forget God, or when you are not religious, religious means to become devotee of God, that is religion. Very simple thing. Religion does not mean the ritualistic ceremonies. Then my religion, the ritualistic is this. In your religion, the ritualistic is this. That may be different according to time, according to the men, according to the country, climate. That may be little different. Just like we are eating. Somebody is eating somebody is eating something, somebody is eating. But the eating process and to derive the benefit by eating is the same everywhere. There is no difference. So you may profess any religion, that doesn't matter. You may become Christian, you may become Hindu, you may become Buddhist, you may become Sikh or anyone. There are hundreds and thousands of types of religion. It doesn't matter. But the test is whether you have learned to love God. That is all that. Then it is all that. That is explained. Savaipungsang paro dharma yato bhakti adhokhadi. If you have learned to love God, then it doesn't matter what type of religion you are following. The Bhagavad is very liberal. It does not say if you follow Hindu religion or if you follow this type of religion, then you will understand God. No. Any religion, it doesn't matter. But the test is whether you have advanced in loving God. But if you see that instead of loving God, you are loving something else, which is not God. Of course, God is everything. That is another thing. Without God, there cannot be anything. But still, there is the central point. It is described in the Bhagavad Gita that because everything is the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But everything is not God. That is explained. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhaktam murtina. Krishna says that I am expanded in my impersonal feature everywhere. But I am not there. It is very simple to understand. Just like the sun sign. The sun sign is expanded all over the universe. But if you are in the sun sign, you cannot say that I am in the sun planet. No, that is not. Sun planet is 93 million miles away. But the sun sign is not different from the sun. That is also fact. But still, you cannot say, because the sun sign has entered in your room, you cannot say that I am in direct connection with the sun god or the sun planet. No. This is called achinta bhedavet philosophy. Simultaneously, inconceivable, one and different. So everything is God. That is a fact. And still everything is not God. That is also a fact. So we have to understand this philosophy. Everything is God, without God's energy. The same thing. that the whole material world is existing on the sun sign. All scientists know it. But at the same time, the sun sign is different and non-different from the sun. Similarly, whatever we are experiencing, that is energy of God, Brahmana Shakti, these are energies of God, Sarvedam Akhilam Jagat, the whole creation, cosmic manifestation. But when there is question of love, you have to find out the origin of this energy. That is Krishna. Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate, iti matya bhajante mam buddha bhava samannita. When one understands that everything is coming, that is the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadasya jataha, athata brahma jigyasa. Now this human form of life is made for inquiring about the absolute truth. And what is that Brahma? Brahma jigyasa. Immediate answer is Janmadasya jataha. Brahma or the absolute truth is that from which or from whom everything has emanated. That answer is there. The meaning of Brahma Sutra in the Bhagavad Gita. Because we have find out what is that absolute truth, where from everything is emanating, everything has come into existence. The answer is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. One who knows this secret. Aham sarvasya prabhava, I am the origin of everything. Matta sarvam pravartate, everything emanates from me. Everything comes from me. Iti matya, one who has understood this fact, iti matya, bhajante mam, then he engages himself in the service of the law. Why? Buddha, there actually, in understanding. Buddha bhava samannita. Krishna is the origin. That is repeated in another place. Maunam janmanamante jnanamanamang prabaddhati. Not easily to understand Krishna. In another place it is said, manusyanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhaya jatatamapi siddhyanam. Kaschid vetimam tatat. Out of many thousands of people, millions of people, sahasrana. Sahasrana means many thousand times of thousand. So, a man tries to become siddha. Siddha means perfect. What is that perfection? The perfection means to stop this repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. This is perfection. This is perfection. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosane. Everyone is trying to be perfect. The whole struggle of existence is going on all over the world. How to become perfect? So that perfection ideal is different of different persons. Somebody is thinking that if I have a nice bungalow and a nice bank balance, a nice wife and children and family, then my life is perfect. Somebody is thinking that if I can make my country very happy in comparison to other country, then it is happy. So there are different types of perfection. But actual perfection is, they do not know, that is indicated, that I am, because I have been described, I am the soul, I am not this body. Dehi nasmin jatha dehi. Within this body, there is the dehi. Dehi means the proprietor of this body. So that dehi is Tathā dehāntara prāpti, he is changing from one body to another. One body, that's like we have got experience in this life also, from childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, you know. As we are changing past and present, therefore after this body is annihilated. Na harnate hannamāne sarīre. I am not annihilated. I take another body. That body, what kind of body? That will depend on my work. Just like we become disease, as we infect certain type of disease, we suffer from that disease. This is practical. Nature's law is there. If you infect some disease, you will have to suffer from that disease. Similarly, as we are creating our mentality by different types of activity, our next life will be according to that mentality. This is the law of nature, but we do not know. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Actually, prakriti, nature, is pulling us according to our desire, or according to the desire is contamination. The mental contamination, and we are creating different types of body. So our real suffering is the transmigration from one body to another. That we do not know. There is no scientist. But it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Tathā dehāntara prāpti. You have to accept. And that is explained in other places, in Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. Karmanā daivanetrīna jantar deha upapatti. As you are creating the situation, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is also stated, janga janga bhāpi smarana bhāvam tajattante kalevaram. At the time of your death, the situation which you have created, it will carry you, because mind is there. Mind is subtle. Intelligence is subtle. That's mind, intelligence, and the ego. The subtle body is there. The gross body is lost. But the subtle body will take you to another gross body. It will take to the womb of another mother. And according to your karma, by the mother's help, you will get a body and duly will come out and begin your work. This is nature's process. It is going on. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Ahankara vimuratma karta aham iti mannate. Ahankara. But one who is puffed up with false ego, that I am this, I am that, I am big man, I am small man. But he does not know how prakriti is working. You may be very big man in this life. That does not mean that you will remain a big man in the next life. You may be bigger or you may be smaller. According to karmana, what you are doing. The same example. Suppose you are prime minister, but if you have contaminated some disease, you must suffer. It is not that nature will excuse you, oh, you are prime minister, you have infected this disease and you will not suffer. No, you have to suffer. So, it is the question of creating the mind, the intelligence. Therefore, if you constantly keep yourself, your mind, absorbed in Krishna, then you get next time, next life, a body like Krishna, which means Satchidānanda Vigraha, Īśvara Parama Krishna, Satchidānanda Vigraha. Krishna's body is not like us, but we think that Krishna is like us. That is also condemned in the Bhagavad Gita. Abhijānanti māga mūrhā mānasim tanumāsita. The rascal fools, they think me as ordinary human being. All the big acharyas of our country, Shankaracharya, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Nimbarka, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many, many big stalwarts, they have accepted Krishna as Bhagavan Swayam. Are they fools that they are worshipping a human being? Are they fools? So big, big scholars, stalwart? No. Only the fools consider that Krishna is ordinary human being. He comes to give us lesson what is actually God. God is Krishna, Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam. Therefore, it is His mercy that He comes before us to show what is actually God. But Krishna says, abhijananti mangam mudha manasi. Somebody says, well, God, why God will come? He is so big, why He will come? But why He will not come? If He is so big, why you restrict Him not to come? If He is very big, is it under your laws that He will not come? If He is very big, then He has the freedom to come. You cannot restrict. Therefore Krishna says, sambhavami atmaya. Under my own laws I come. Not that by your laws. Just like I will go somewhere. Sometimes you are put into the prison house. Not by my personal law, by the law of the state. Similarly, this is a prison house. This whole universe, material universe, is a prison house. There is no freedom. We are thinking that we are free, but actually nobody has got freedom. A little contamination of disease, immediately your disease. Where is your freedom? If you eat a little more than you can digest, immediately there is disease. So where is your freedom? So therefore we are called conditioned soul. Prakriti kiramanani. Prakriti is taking care of. In another place, Krishna says, Ishara sarva-bhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva-bhutani jantra-rurani maya. The maya has given this vehicle, this body, and you are put into this. And Krishna or Ishara or the Paramatma is also within this body. So, as He wanted in your past life, Krishna has given you, through the agency of maya, a type of body, and you are moving according to your desire. This is called karmana daiva netrena. Therefore, we have to understand this subtle knowledge, but in the modern educational system, there is no such thing. Although the Bhagavad Gita is there, and it is the property of India, at least because it was spoken, the science of Bhagavad Gita. It was spoken long, long ago, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, in the sun planet. Imam vivasate yogam pratvan aham avyam vivasyana manave praho manuikha kave brahmi. Everything is there. How important this Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness movement means we are not manufacturing anything by our fertile brain. No. We don't create anything. We simply repeat, but we try to explain for modern understanding. That's all. Otherwise, there is no question of manufacturing. Because nobody can manufacture the perfect knowledge. Because we are all imperfect. Our senses are imperfect. However, we may be learned. But the senses are imperfect. Therefore, we cannot give perfect knowledge. Perfect knowledge can be received from higher authorities. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita say, evam parampara praptam imam rajarsayo vidu sakale neho yogarashta parantapa. As soon as the process of receiving perfect knowledge is lost, then the original purpose is lost. So, it becomes sometimes lost when the parampara system, just like nowadays, everyone is proud of reading Bhagavad Gita. But he interprets in his own way. Everyone is at liberty to interpret Bhagavad Gita as he likes. That is the modern proposal. So there are 664 editions of Bhagavad Gita. Everyone is commenting in his own way. I have heard that there is one doctor, some rally, he has interpreted Bhagavad Gita as the talk between a patient and a physician. You see? So this is going on. Everyone whimsically, he is interpreting. Now, sometimes in our country also, we see that Mahatma Gandhi wanted to interpret Bhagavad Gita as non-violence. It is very difficult to prove, because Bhagavad Gita is spoken in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So, how you can prove non-violence? So it is a difficult job. So that is not the process of understanding Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is to be understood as our Swamiji immediately talks. It has to be received from the parampara system. So Krishna said to Arjuna that at the present moment the parampara system is now lost. Yoga nashta parantapa, sakalena yoga nashta parantapa. It is, the parampara system has been lost because there have been so many interpretations, wrong interpretations. Therefore, I am selecting you to make again parampara. Bhaktosi, sakhacheti. Why you are interesting me? I am not a Vedantist. I am not a sannyasi. I am not a very learned scholar. I am a military man. So why you are trying to give the instruction of Bhagavad Gita unto me? This question may be raised. Because Arjuna was a family man. He was not a sannyasi. Neither he was a Vedantist. A military man is not expected to become a Vedantist. Kshatriya, he knows how to fight. Krishna says that I will speak to you. Why? Bhaktosi pidosi me. You are my dear friend, therefore I shall tell you. So this is the process of understanding. You have to become dear friend of Krishna. Then you will understand Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, for thousands of years, you may go on reading Bhagavad Gita. You will not learn even a word of it. That is the secret. Evam parampara prartham. Imam Raja Sayavidhi. So, our business is, we are teaching Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam as it is spoken by the authority. We don't add anything or subtract anything. Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji maanga namaskrita. This is the process. Manmana, you always think of me. And we say, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. If you chant somebody's name, your friend's name, or your relative's, immediately remember the person. It is not very difficult. If you hear in the telephone somebody speaking, as soon as you hear the voice, you can understand the other side, the person is there. So, the chanting process means to always think of Krishna. 24 hours. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, Kirtaniya Sadahari. And what is the benefit? The benefit is, because Krishna is the supreme pure, you become purified. Just like if you remain with the fire, you become warm, warmer, warmer, warmer. Just like in the fire, you put one iron rod, it becomes warmer, warmer. At the end, the iron rod becomes red hot. And when it is red hot, it is no more iron rod, it is fire. You touch everywhere, it will burn. The same process. If you remain with Krishna always, you get Krishna's quality. You have got the quality, because you are part and parcel of Krishna. If Krishna is God, you are part and parcel of Krishna, therefore you are also God. But at the present moment, as the gold is covered by dirt, at the present moment, we are spirit soul. We are part and parcel of Krishna, as good as Krishna, but we have been covered by this material body. Therefore, we have to take out ourselves from this material body. That is called siddhi, that is called perfection. So, manusyanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhaya. Nobody knows how to become perfect. They are struggling very hard to become perfect individually, socially, nationally. But how they can be perfect? They do not know what is perfection. This is perfection. Takta deham punarjanmanayati. If you do not take another material and do not accept another material body, this is the final, that is perfection. That is the injunction of the Shastra. Namo chayadda samupeta mrittam, guru na sashyat, pita na sashyat, janani na sashyat. These are the injunction of the Shastra. Don't try to become a guru, or don't try to accept a so-called guru who cannot save you from this repetition of birth and death. This is the injunction. Not that Guru has given me some mantra, I am now a poor man, I become very rich man. No, that is not. Real purpose of life, how to get out of this repetition of birth and death. That is wanted. So that is very simple method. If you become Krishna conscious, if you develop Krishna consciousness, you understand. By Krishna consciousness means you understand what is Krishna. Otherwise, if we superficially try to understand Krishna, we will understand Krishna is an ordinary human being. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami is remarking, when Krishna is playing with the cowherd's boys, he is describing, ittam brahma sukhanus. Ittam satanga brahma sukhanubhutya dasam gatanang paradaivatena maya sitanang naradaivatena narudarakena sadhang vijarhu kritapunna punya. These boys who are playing with Krishna, they are ordinary cowherd boys. Kritapunna punya. Kritapunna punya means they acquired volumes of the result of pious activities. Now they have been allowed to play with Krishna. And who is this Krishna? Ittham satanga brahma sukhanubhutya. This boy, Krishna, he is the target of the brahmasu, brahma sukhanubhutya. He is the worshipable lord of the devotees, dasangatanam paradaivatena. And maya-sitanang naradarakena, those who are maya-sita, within the clutches of maya, they are thinking he is an ordinary boy. But he is not an ordinary boy. So, by Krishna consciousness, by constantly thinking of Krishna, as Krishna advises, manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji maga namasu. If you dovetail your whole life to these principles, thinking of Krishna, manmana, to become devotee of Krishna, madhvakta, madhyaya, to worship Krishna, and to simply, if you cannot do anything, either four or one if you can do, if you simply come and offer your obeisances to Krishna, you are getting the benefit. Krishna says, manmana bhava madhvakta madhyaya, maga namaskuru. Navadha bhakti, sabadam kirtanam vishnu sravanam padasevanam. In this way, if you remain attached with Krishna, that is the perfection. Somehow or other, you remain touched with Krishna. These are the process. Manmana bhava mad bhakta, sabadam kirtanam vishnu. Vishnu and Krishna is the same. You have to hear. But people do not know the science. Neither this science is taught in any school, college or university. But although the science is there, it is so neglected. Although it is the culture of India, the best culture of India. But unfortunately, we are bereft of this. This is our position. So we are making little our teeny effort how to make people happy. Our only business is to make people happy. We have no other desire. We don't say that you give us some money in exchange of your Krishna consciousness. No, that is not our business. We are not merchants. We are spreading this Krishna consciousness free of charge. We are engaged servant of Krishna. Krishna will provide us. Krishna will provide us. Krishna says, yogakhemam vahamaham tesam nityabhijuktanam. Those who are engaged in the service of Krishna, they have no problem. There is no problem because Krishna is their protector. So one must have. Now you will be surprised to know that our this Krishna consciousness movement, our monthly cost is 8 lakhs of rupees all over the world. Krishna is providing us. We have bought simple a few books. And we are selling, you'll be surprised, we are selling 30 to 40,000 rupees per day. So we have no problem. Because we believe, if I serve to an ordinary man, he gives some salary, he gives some food, and we are engaged in service of Krishna, we shall start? No. We have got that confidence. So, our only request is that it is a great science. Don't neglectfully take it. It is the real problem of life. We say that you live peacefully, happily, but don't risk your life. Don't risk your life. Just like a man is living very nicely, very good post, very good money, but if he is doing something criminal, then what is his next life? He is put into jail. Just like in America, Mr. Nixon, he was president, everything, now everything is at risk. So we say that you become Nixon, you become Prime Minister, you become everything. We don't say you make your profit like that. But don't risk your life. That is all. If after this life you are Prime Minister and you are very big man, and next life if you become a dog, then what is the profit of your life? That is explained here. Dharmasanishtitapungha Vishakshena Kathasuja No Padayadrati Jadi Sramayivahi Kevalo. You do your work. Duty. Dharma means duty. You are very dutiful. Do your duty nicely. But see, by executing your duty, whether you are developing your love for Krishna. That is the criteria. If it is not done so, if you are in the blindness, then it is said that notpadayat jatirati, if you do not become attracted by Krishna or Krishna consciousness, then sramayevahi kevalam. Simply you are wasting time. So our propaganda is that do everything, but don't waste your time. Make improvement. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva prata devan pitrin janti pitrin prata. Just like by evolutionary process you come to this human form of body. You can make further improvement. You can go to other planets. There are many, many other planets where 1,000 times better standard of life is there. We cannot go. We are so conditioned, although we are seeing all the planets, the sun planet, moon planet, they are trying to go to the moon planet, and that's a failure. So you cannot go in that way. There is process. Janti deva vrata deva. If you want to go there, then deva vrata, you have to worship that deva. Similarly, if you worship Krishna, you can go to the Goloka Vrindavan planet. Madhyajino pi janti ma. So if you have to prepare your next life, So why not prepare to go back to Krishna? Jadgatyala nivartante. Where from you haven't got to come back again to accept a material body. Taktati hang punarjanma naiti mameti. These things are there in the Bhagavad Gita. Why don't you study and understand? They are very good scholar, but they do not know what is next life. They are so good scholar, they are reading Bhagavad Gita 300 times, but they do not know what is the next life. This is their study. So, this verse is very important. It is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma sthita. Dharma means, I do not wish to take your more time. Dharma means your occupational duty. Dharma means it is a fanaticism. That is not the meaning of dharma. The meaning of dharma in English, it is called religion. And religion is a kind of faith. The faith may be wrong or right. That is not dharma. Dharma means your constitutional position and duty. That is called dharma. That's like the other day I explained. They speak, a chili should be pungent. A sugar must be sweet. This is the idea. A water must be liquid. A stone must be solid. This is the dharma. You cannot say a liquid stone. No, that is not dharma. As soon as you say stone, it must be solid. As soon as you say water, it must be liquid. So this liquidity and water, the liquidity is the dharma of water. The solidity of dharma. Similarly, we have got a dharma. We are forgotten now what is our dharma. The dharma is, here it is stated, dharma sthanushtita pumsa. How to awaken our consciousness to understand Krishna. That is real. Sabai pumsaan paro dharma. Jato bhakti radhokkhari. This is the description of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, there is no question of the created dharma. Therefore, Bhagavat says, dharma prajita kaitava atra. Cheating type of dharma is completely rejected. Real dharma is to know our relationship with God. Our relationship with God is that He is the Supreme, Prabhu, the Supreme, and we are Anu. Nitya nityanam chetana sitananam ekaju bahunam vindhati kaman. That is our relationship. God is also a person like us. We are also persons. Nityanam chetananam. We are also living entities. And God is also a living entity, a person. But what is the difference? The difference is God is maintaining everyone and we are being maintained. That is the difference. We are all persons, just like father in the family. Father is also a person, and the children, they are also persons. But what is the difference? The father maintains. Similarly, we are all children of God, children of Krishna. He is the maintainer. So what is our duty? To fill up lies. That is our duty. That is dharma. Not that you manufacture sometimes. Real dharma is you try to understand what is your relationship with God and then act accordingly, your life is perfect. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, janma karma me divvam jo janati tattva. You have to understand Krishna, tattva in truth. Then, as soon as you understand Krishna in truth, well, that is the real criterion. If you do not understand Krishna in truth, simply superficially, then that is not perfection. That is not perfect knowledge. Janma karma me divvam jo janati tattva. This tattva has been again repeated in the 18th chapter. Tatomang tattva gatva visadeta danantaram. Manusyanam sahasyeshu kaschit jatati siddhaye. Jatatama visiddhyana kaschit vetimam tattva. See, this tattva word is very important. If you understand Krishna tattva in truth, not superficially, not whimsically, not according to your idea, parampara, then your life is perfect. Tattadeham punarjanma, that is perfection. If we, after giving up this body, no more accepting material body, you go back to home, back to God in your spiritual body. You have got your spiritual body. That is within this body. Just like within this garment or within your coat, your real body is within the coat. So this body is just like coat, and the subtle body is just like shirt. As a gentleman is within the coat and shirt, real body. Similarly, the spiritual body is within this material gross body and subtle body. If you can get out of this material gross and subtle body, you realize, then you go back to home, God, back to Godhead. Tattādeham punarjanmanaiti māmeti kaunteya jadgatyāna nivartante taddhāvam parama. Everything is there. Therefore, our request is that you read Bhagavad Gita, try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't interpret in a foolish way. Everything is clear. There is no need of interpretation. The foolish people simply unnecessarily interpret. Everything is clear. Where is the difficulty to understand when Krishna says, manmana bhava madbhakta madhyajinam? No. But one scholar is saying, yes, this is not to Krishna the person. Krishna says that you become my devotee. And the scholar says, it is not to Krishna. This is interpretation. This is going on. Simply misleading people. You take Bhagavad Gita as it is and